All right, so that was that episode. We basically, after end of that, everybody was able to trigger an advancement. What that means is that with advancements, you gain skills and stuff. So everybody either gained a skill of some sort. When a character has earned enough experience equal to their current number of skills, their player does following in order, expend their accumulated experience points, choose a new skill from the career they were advancing, give up the current advancement method, and choose a new advancement method either in the same career or in a new career. Note which advancement methods a character previously completed. They cannot choose the same advancement method twice. So, which ones did y'all choose?
I chose dismantle. So when forcefully dismantling, demolishing, or breaking something, if I roll a plus 10, I get to choose two from this list. On a 7-9, I choose one. It's basically either it doesn't take very long to dismantle, I can do it more quietly, I can get components, etc. So I'm excited to dismantle.
The career skill that I chose for Duncan was criminal. Any successful move, which is 10 or above, that involves theft, smuggling, extortion, or similar crimes, also leaves no evidence that could indict you.
Ellie has taken the new skill, navigation. For when they plan voyages, they get to choose if the voyage is going to be fast, safe, pleasant, or profitable. They don't want to get lost.
And Charlie has taken the upload skill. I can expend one data point to use the sector net to have facts about a subject be erased, hidden, classified, become common knowledge, or be falsified or pivotally altered.
Dang. Ooh. Y'all are just a bunch of criminals.
I can just Wikipedia some shit.
Excuse you.
Okay.
Ellie seems to be like our lawful good.
Yeah. I'm like
the one directing y'all.
Moral compass.
I'm old comics, Betty. I'm not like.
All right, and
I respect that.
The next thing we have is the advancement question that you're going to have, or the way to advancement method rather. What question did y'all check, or what statement?
Charlie has to steal a valuable.
Duncan, for her new advancement, she has to perform an act covertly.
Ellie needs to perform a ludicrous stunt that turns the tides.
I love that.
For Talia, an explosion alters the situation. It doesn't say in a positive or negative way.
There you go.
You know, it's fine. All right. So now that we have our advancements and everybody's leveled up a little bit, let's get back into gameplay. Where we left off is the door opens up and everybody in the back cargo area feels that gust of wind. And then feels it quickly, like, stop again. And then the camera pans out to the window where we just see the figure floating away into the vastness of space. And everyone sees Duncan there at the door. Hand on the button that just closed it. Ellie, you're flying back to the ship, right? Is that correct?
I mean, this happened in Ellie's shuttle, I believe.
Yeah.
I'm in the cockpit, like about to redock with the ship we were trying to take. I can't remember if we got a name for this ship that we're trying to salvage.
Not really.
The Nebuchadnezzar, I guess. I don't know.
What would you say?
Done.
The Nebuchadnezzar.
Nebuchadnezzar. Done.
Yes.
Perfect. Done. Yeah. Yeah. And as you're docking, you get a quick like alarm of the doors open. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as, it, like, maybe a second later, it stops. By the way, is there a camera system in, like, your small thing, or is it just a comm system?
You know what? What's more interesting to you, Duncan, for this moment? Do you want Charlie to know?
If
you mean Ellie, like yourself,
or I mean Ellie, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine, because if there is a camera, Duncan's definitely gonna look up at it and give a sheepish smile.
Okay, there has to be a camera now.
yeah. And like,
because I know that would have set you off.
Like a brake check. It's like a brake check as Ellie panics, like talking on the mic. What happened?
Oops.
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 We are going to have a meeting about this. I am telling Talia and Charlie.
Do what you have to. And she's going to like touch like to turn off her communications, and she's just going to stare down the other hostages and then put a finger up to her lips indicating silence, and then she's going to run a finger across her throat to indicate slitting it. And then she'll walk out.
Yeah, I think the camera, as you walk out, the camera goes back to the hostages, and they sort of like scoop back into a corner and like just sort of like kind of huddle together, just like in fear. Talia, Charlie, where are y'all? Where are your high selves?
We were on the other ship, right?
Yeah.
I feel like we're having a dance party.
Yeah, we were at the hull, the main brig. I don't know, whatever. Not the brig. Lots of ship words.
I was trying to think of it. I was
the cockpit.
Yeah,
sure.
Because I was hacking it, and I was getting all kinds of information, and you know, with my arm that no longer works because I've been shot, but now I'm just along for the ride because I am high AF.
And your other arm works fine.
Yeah,
you're fine.
Your brain doesn't work fine right now, but like
no. We
yeah. So I think as y'all are, I think we cut the screen back to y'all just dancing around, like sort of like in the cockpit of the other ship, mm-hmm. and y'all feel the little small jolt of the other ship connecting to it and docking onto it. And yeah, y'all have you're connected. You are free to move to the other ship if you want to. Ellie's there, like you know, in your ears, letting you know probably that you're here. And what are y'all doing?
I am going to continue downloading whatever information I want to get. I've gotten some information that's weird to me. And I'm going to dive further into that information.
What skill are you using?
Oh, I have to remember what my skills are.
Is it access? Or is it one of your personal skills?
Oh, no, we're talking about like actual game skills.
Yeah, goodness, we're playing a game.
We have to use actual game skills. What is this bull?
Yeah, I think it's going to be access because you're trying to get more information.
Yeah, let's do access. And then
okay. Which... It's with your interface.
My interface is a plus two, which makes sense because I'm fancy. Oh, that's a 13.
Oh
God. Ooh. All right. Let's see there.
I get all up in this.
Yeah. This So what exactly are you looking for? Like, are you just trying... Give me a direction to tell you, like...
I'm sorry, what?
Help me figure out, like, what direction you're going so I can provide you information.
So why don't we have this crate with this thing in it?
Uh-huh.
This robot-y thing. I want to know where it came from. I want to know what it's for.
Yeah.
Specifically.
Yeah, so you're able to, like, once you figured out where it was and you're able to look at it, you went back and you're downloading. Mm-hmm. Mind you, you're doing your best, but you're also on drugs. You're just going to download for later, but, like, this is what you're pulling up. Yeah, basically you find out that this robot is a part of the ATA's newest and latest, like, technology. Like, basically they're trying to, like, a weapon of sorts, or, like, a new, like, infiltrator in a way.
Okay.
And, you know, this is actually past several firewalls, so, like, it was some serious, like...
Deep
stuff. However, it's missing something to work to function properly right now.
Okay, it's not functional.
It's non-functional, but if you were to get the items that you needed for this, it could definitely change the war that's going on right now between the ATA and the PNC, or is it PCN? Future Amazon versus future Old Republic. Yeah, it'd be between the ATA and the PCN. Yeah. And maybe you don't know, that if this fell into the hands of the cartel, oh boy.
Cartel, no.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, so I have that information now downloaded to my personal beep boop, and I'm going to talk to Hal.
Hal here. How can I help you?
Hal!
What?
Save this shit.
This information?
Duh.
One moment.
No, be faster, or I'm gonna defrag you.
One moment.
Faster. Why are you always so slow? I'm gonna defrag you. I'm gonna defrag you now.
Okay, it's saved.
I'm stuck. That's what I thought.
Anything else?
I love you so much, Hal.
I know. Goodbye.
And then cuts off.
People gonna tell me about my best friend.
Is this an abusive relationship?
I don't think it's abusive, but it is definitely codependent. So maybe.
Yeah.
You say that like that's not like.
Well, that could be toxic, but not abusive.
Sure. Yeah, you're right.
So the answer is yes.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
But who's abusing you? It changes all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to, once you get that information, I think I'm going to cut forward just a little bit where everybody's heading back to the main ship now. Mm-hmm. Y'all are all back into the Ellie's cockpit as you're toting the other one. And Ellie, you have an autopilot to head back to the ship, so you're able to focus on the conversation if you want to. Didn't you want to talk to everybody about what just happened? Wow, or
you just assume Ellie can't talk and pilot at the same time?
Okay, I am so sorry. Please, pilot away and yell at people.
Tully, Charlie.
Ellie!
Hi, Ellie.
I give you a really big hug, but only with one arm, and I'm trying to make the other arm do the thing, but it's not working.
No, I need you to be sober.
Ellie, I think I can fly. I'll take us home.
Oh, no. Did I get blood on you? I'm sorry.
I need you to be responsible. No.
Ellie, you seem upset. I'll fly. I got it.
Don't Don't let her fly.
Ellie starts like smacking hands.
Don't let her fly. No, no. No.
Is this the go button?
No.
What do you mean? Is that the go button?
I will
you
make the buttons stop. The buttons cannot. I will make the buttons no work. How?
Duncan enters the cockpit with Ellie and is just standing there, smiling.
Hi, Duncan.
Did you do this, Duncan? You're behind this, aren't you? You did this.
Did what?
Ellie, you seem so upset. Duncan, why is Ellie so upset?
No, because I sent her friend off into space. But it was an accident.
It was my friend.
What friend?
She killed
that guy.
You have other friends?
Why do you have other friends?
It happened so fast, too.
When did you have time to make other friends?
It's because Ellie's so charming.
No, that's not it.
No, no. No. How good of friends are these, Ellie? Like best friends? Are they like your best friends now?
I wish I had your gift.
Ellie is just like pouting and like going to turn and face the wheel and the window and just start flying real like hunched up against the stick. Can't believe this kid. Come out here. Oh, Ellie, be the designated driver. Yeah.
Ellie. Duncan.
Yes.
Duncan did a bad.
No, we're not getting donuts.
I'm not talking about you. I forgot what I was going to say.
Duncan, what happened?
Well, Ellie, what do you think
how
happened?
How could you let Ellie make new friends?
I think you made the people fly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Person. Yeah.
But Ellie likes flying. Oh, just one person?
Yeah.
Just one person.
Where are these other new best friends you have?
Mm. Ellie's very protective of them. Have you noticed that, Talia? Have you noticed how?
Yeah, because they're best friends, mm-hmm. obviously. Mm-hmm. Ellie and I have these matching friendship bracelets that I guess mean nothing.
Wow.
How?
I'm gone for 5 minutes and you make a new best friend, Ellie.
Wow, Ellie. I can't believe you.
Duncan, you shut up.
Shots fired into my arm.
Oh, yeah, Duncan, Oh, we have a wounded passenger.
Oh my goodness.
It's me.
Charlie,
it's
are
me,
you okay?
See? It's me.
Oh my mm-hmm. goodness.
Nope.
No.
I've been shot.
Oh my
shot.
Oh my good. Well, get.
Oh, shot.
No, I know. I don't know. What is medic? What would that be? What skill? Would that be a skill? I don't think I know anything.
Let's see.
I've been medicked.
I mean, I gave you drugs, but did we medic you?
You medicamed me.
Okay.
I do need to go to the medical bay when we get back.
Okay.
But don't let them hook me up to the machines. They will download my brain.
The UPTA. We'll put you in the UPTA tank.
I want to go to the DOWNDA tank.
You're the ship.
Okay, I'm going to say that Charlie, in the sadness about the UPTA tank... and the wanting to go to the down to tank, decides to lay down on the ground, on the floor of this ship, and gets in the fetal position. And kind of like half falls asleep.
With the two remaining hostages like out of focus in the background.
They're at the cargo hold. They're not near here.
For sure. So they just walked past them.
Yeah, I'm going to go get the med. I'm going to get the med bay ready for Charlie because I am a good little crew member. Make it nice and special.
Whenever you go to in the ship or in back when you get to the main ship?
Oh, wait, never mind. It's not here.
Because I haven't described what's going to happen to the main ship yet.
Okay. Yeah. I thought it was here. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's at the main ship. Never mind. I'm just going to take my normal spot that I sit at in the cockpit and be nonchalant. And
the one right next to Ellie, and she's just like seating the whole time.
Yeah.
Just white knuckling the steering wheel or whatever. White knuckling
the steering wheel, fogging up the windshield.
Yeah. So as we start seeing the mothership come back into view, did we ever decide like what kind of shape it was or what it looked like? I think we did, but I completely forgot.
I think we decided on a shape
and like a metal and stuff.
A sphere. Just a big sphere.
It's one big old ball. Is that what you're saying?
It's a big Death Star.
It's a Death Star?
Yes.
Why not?
Oh, gosh.
It is now.
I think it also has rotational, rings to help with orbit. So it has, those little,
Jupiter.
Rings. Sure.
Not Jupiter, Saturn.
Yeah,
Saturn
that one.
Has rings.
Yeah.
Give me a moment.
So, yeah, I think it's... Maybe it's even called Saturn, just because it is one of the, maybe all the PCN ships are named after the galaxy that, or the solar system that Earthlings once came from. And so various ships and stuff like that. So yeah, this one has rings. And as you get back to Ellie, you know how to land this thing into the cockpit. But as you get back and you start landing it, and you're tugging the other one along, the doors open to be greeted by officers. Because y'all decided there's a camera system on the ship. Who says it doesn't feed back to the main ship?
Oh, so it's broadcasting cameras. Yeah, sure. Of course, because this is not a private craft. Why would it not? Yeah, there's the black box. And Ellie
and no one told the techno person who is now... Now not high to fix that.
Yeah.
Consequences.
No, because the one person's too mad to talk about it, and the other person doesn't want to acknowledge their crime.
I mean, y'all could wake me up.
Well, I think the officers are waking you up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so the officers come in.
Are these like... police? Or are these like military?
I think they're just ship what? Like off like personnel, like ship personnel that are like officer status. They're not like
right
because ACAB, but
yeah,
they're just like personnel like that that come in, and one of them is a tall Hispanic person. They come in, uniform is crisp and clean and all that stuff with the little beret because. You can tell they're officers because of the beret. I don't know why. I just made the rules because I make the rules. Yeah. They're like...
No, that's the just the law.
Yeah, the law. And they're coming in. They're like, we'll take care of the ship, the extra ship, and the prisoners that you have found that we heard about. But the captain wants to see you.
All of us?
Yes.
I need medical attention.
I would like to see the captain, in fact. So this is very convenient. Thank
you. Yeah, Ellie wants to tell the captain all about her new best friends.
No, I don't. Stop.
Charlie's been shot.
I've been shot. I would like to be less shot.
We will take you to medical after the captain speaks to you.
Okay, can I have more drugs then, please?
They just slap you with one of those patches that like sort of like really is cooling, but also feels like hydrogen peroxide at the same time. Like it feels good, but also hurts, you know? They're like, that'll do for now. Mm-hmm. You can go to the medical bay afterwards.
I would like to use my hijack skill.
What is the hijack skill again?
That's the one I just grabbed. That means that I can use one data point, which I do have one data point from last session, to alter the video feed that they grabbed.
It locks, so when you access a system, it locks anyone else out.
That's hijack.
Yes, that's what you said, right?
Yeah, no, upload.
Okay.
I can expend a data point on the sector net, and I can have facts about a subject erased, hidden, classified. I can have it become common knowledge, or I can have it falsified or pivotally altered.
Okay. This will help with future things, but I think they already know exactly what happened. So, So I just want to let you know that are you looking to gaslight the captain with the information?
No, I was looking to change the video feed that they got. So it looks like we're fine, but just to make it look like we were just straight up attacked and we did nothing wrong.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah.
To alter any wrongdoing on our part.
So are you doing that as you're walking up with through the captain's office?
Okay. Yes. That is what I'm doing right now.
Yeah. And I will say the drugs have wearing off this point, so you're not going to be loopy in front of the captain.
I'm just really whiny.
I mean, you have been shot. I feel like you get to be whiny for a little bit.
Talia, the whole walk there is just like under her breath, like, or no, I mean, Ellie to Talia is under her breath, like, it was my friend. It's not like that.
Hey, what? I took care of it. We did nothing wrong. We were hijacked.
Okay.
We were hijacked.
We were. Mm-hmm. And I'm making big eyes and I'm nodding my head. And then I'm gonna kick Duncan.
Duncan. We're clean.
Are we?
Shh.
Duncan is going to fall over, and her little minions have assembled.
I forgot about the minions.
I did too. The
yes, yeah. Yes, the three, Ron, Don, and John Swanson are all. All appearing.
Yes, they are. She was gathering them, and I think that they're like fawning over her, and they're going to help carry her a little. Like,
yeah, I think as you come over, what do they look like again? Like, what, they're all triplets. We all know that, so they all look the same.
They're tall. Right? They're beautiful.
I mean, I imagine them in midriffs with mustaches.
Yes. But like Ron Swanson, but you can only tell them apart by different facial hair.
Yeah, and very very muscular. They're a good looking group, and they're kind of in their own way androgynous. I think that like anyone just kind of is a little attracted to them, just a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're like, oh my goodness, like, they don't speak in unison, but, like, each one of them is like, pick a sentence. It's one of them probably saying it. Oh my goodness, Duncan, like, what happened? Like, what did you go through? And, like, they're just, like, just harping on you, and, like, oh no, you shouldn't be walking here. And, like, one of them puts you on their shoulders, just like, you're the victor in that situation. And one of them brings with you a water bottle to hand it to you and stuff like that.
Thank you. Not sparkling?
Oh, I am so sorry. We thought you would just want to be hydrated quickly. And, like, John slaps Ron, and Ron goes running off to, like, grab the other one while Don's still carrying you, like.
I'll take... No. Okay. I'm thirsty.
And, yeah, you know, by the time y'all... Get to the brig. By the time y'all get to the brig, they're handing you at the water, and just making sure that you're hydrated and stuff like that. And so yeah, as you're going hand up to the helm, the boys come along with you, carrying Duncan along. And once they pass a certain like hallway and an officer gives them a look, they'll have to put Duncan down because no bueno, because they don't allow it. And then once you actually start entering the helm, they are held back by the officer at the door to be like, it's only those four. So only you four are allowed into the helm.
Duncan gives them a signal to kind of just, I don't know if I want to say fawn, but just make the officer feel happy and have a good, you know.
Yeah, so they'll stand there just like flirting with the officer then.
Yep, that's exactly what I mean.
They'd be like, oh my god, you fit that uniform really well. That blue just makes your eyes pop. Like, just those sort of things.
They're so well trained. They're so stupid, but they're so well trained.
So how often have y'all been on the helm?
I imagine not often. It's a big ship, right? It's like it.
I mean, I work here a lot.
Oh, that's right.
So like this is like through like some fancy glass panels. I'm like, that's my workstation.
Mm-hmm. You got a cube up here.
Yeah. Like that's like I work in comms, so like this is whatever. They mm-hmm. break shit all the time. I have to fix it.
How about the it's other
just,
two?
Like comms is just fancy IT for the ship.
Oh, this is very fair. Duncan, Ellie, how often have you been up here?
Never.
This is like a big deal. You're like, I'm on the helm, I'm on the helm.
I don't think that.
The better question is, how many times has Duncan been here when they were invited?
I think that is kind of the bigger question. On paper, how many times have I been here?
So yeah, y'all come in and it's massive. Just because this is a big ship and needs a big helm. So there's a various cube area with where comms are, where it's like basically like two desks separated by glass divider, so people can focus and like have sound barriers between each other. I'm pulling from my IT days when I worked with Google Fiber. That's yeah. You have the big old map in the center that's like 3D and interactive, so you can like pull and like expand and navigations and all that. So Ellie, you see that and you're just like, whoa, because space map. Then you'll see the pilots at the front and just this big old window. There's just like a good big honking view of space. And sort of just like expands out. And then from the seat in the middle, like towards the front, towards where the windows are, there's a seat that's higher up just so they can see everything. And that's where the captain is. And you see the seat turn around and the captain step down. And then the captain is a tall woman with sepia brown skin, crisp uniform, short black hair, dark eyes. And she steps down and she steps over to you four, hands behind her back. She's like, so you are the ones fresh out of training, is that correct? We just had you go on a mission?
Do we know the captain's name?
It's Captain Wyla Madison, or Captain Madison for short.
Yes, Captain Madison. We have just returned from mission, and we were told you wished to see us.
Yes. We heard, well, at least I'm not sure, that there was something that happened with the ship. Is that correct?
Charlie was shot.
Oh.
Yes. We were just a routine procedure. We had a group of hooligans attacked us. I sustained an injury, which I would very much like to go to the med bay to have less injured time, but we will fill out our forms as we were trained to do.
Okay, so you were attacked while recovering that ship, and We will definitely see Nina at bay in a minute, but I do want to talk to y'all about what happened. So it seems like we have, what is it, 3 survivors that you brought in, which thank you for not killing anybody. That's fantastic to know.
Duncan just smiles.
Well, oh, we wouldn't do that.
That's not a part of our training. We've only been trained in self-defense.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course. Yep. What is Ellie doing in the background?
Ellie is like wringing her hands and like twisting her feet. I mean, like,
just trying not to shit their pants.
I do think that this could have gone a lot smoother, but this is your first run out. And, you know, I think we do have another mission for you all to look into. But in order for us to see who are the best and brightest from your class, we do need to, like, have... I don't want to say competition per se, because I don't want anybody to compete, really. But also at the same time, we need to figure out who are the best and brightest of the crew. And that's when the doors open behind y'all and another group comes in, and it's someone from your same class that you'll graduate with, but, and you know them all too well. It's another engineer, pilot, technocrat, and someone who's more of a scoundrel sort of person. And y'all had to deal with each of these people while in school. So I'm going to let y'all take a minute and then let me know who your, I don't want to say rival per se, but like, y'all want a very Riverdale-esque, here we go. Y'all.
Antagonist.
Your antagonists, yeah. And so I would like you to describe who they are and then maybe give me a memory of what's one thing they did that was just slightly better than you.
So the pilot is Giuseppe Santino, pronounce he, him, connected to Ellie. They're the pilot. Did they do better? I think it's real petty shit. I think they just always get the last like tea bag in the cafeteria.
Love it.
Like, you always go to get tea and they're like already like boiling water and there's not another tea bag like in the cafeteria.
Yeah. Or they always get like the last orange blossom tea. And, like, all the others are, like, green tea and, like, black tea. And, like, Ellie only wants that very specific one. And he always gets it.
And he knows he always gets it, too. And he always, like, just kind of looks at you, like, gives you a shrug and just keeps walking.
The first time he got it by accident. But every time after that, it's purposeful.
God, what a dick.
Probably comes in with a teacup into the cap, into the helm.
Yeah, he's holding a reusable travel mug that has the PCN logo on it, and you smell the orange blossom like tea in the air.
So my counterpart to Duncan is Lars Lauderdale, he, him, scoundrel for this crew. And there's another set of Swanson triplets, Will, Bill, and Phil, and he has the other set.
Oh my god.
And it's stopping.
There's so many triplets. I mean, this is the future, so like, people can have triplets.
Probably birth doesn't even do anything. It's just like, huh. And it's very frustrating for Duncan not to have the complete set.
My antagonist is Steve. He's the other technocrat. He works in comms with me as well. He is such a kiss ass.
Ugh.
And he is actually really, like, he's amazing when it comes to falsifying documents. Like, it's an art what he's able to do. But his code is really sloppy. So when he goes to do shit, it looks really good, but it doesn't function properly. So he gets a lot of praise, but then everything breaks. So he's not as hot shit as he seems to think he is.
And he sits right across from you at work.
Of course he does. So yeah. I have to look at his stupid face all the time.
Yep.
He's right in my eyeline, and I keep trying to move my computers or my or like my monitors, or I try to move windows because of course they're fancy screens. So like I don't have to look at his face, but somehow his face always gets in my eyeline and I want to punch it. I will punch his face before we're done.
Is that a wish for eventually happening for you?
I need to punch his face, or I need to use my technical skills to... He has an AI of his own. I will destroy his AI with my AI. This...
Oh my God.
Robot battles! Robot battles!
Robot battles! I have to name his AI girlfriend, because that's what totally what it is.
It's an AI girlfriend? Is it a waifu? Like an AI waifu?
It's Rosie. It's Rosie.
From like the Jetsons?
Yeah.
Yes.
I had a plan. I had this plan that my NPC was going to have fixed Ellie's ship before I could, like while I was out sick or something, and then I scrapped that whole thing. And instead, my NPC is Natalie Shaw. She, her, and the reason that Talia does not like her is because one time Duncan and Talia were walking in the hallway and they passed Natalie, and Duncan paused the conversation and said, "Oh, she's pretty." And now Talia's upset.
Sounds about right.
I'm going to lean heavy into Riverdale pettiness, y'all.
You know, that's great. That's fantastic. Don't ever change. That's so good. And they all come in with press uniforms, you know, clean looking, like, and they all dress the same too. Why that they're in uniforms?
All look like hot shit.
They are just like came straight from like a firefight, and coming off some medications and stuff. Yeah, and they're just like they've gone on a mission as well, but it was like a week ago, and yeah, so they're coming in like fresh press uniforms, you know, very. Very sleeked, very styled. And the captain looks at them and like, "Oh, fantastic, you're both here. Okay, so I can tell you both at the same time. We have a mission that we need both of your groups to handle. However, we aren't sure if one group can handle it, or because it is a dangerous mission, so we do want to like see if we can get both operations done. If both y'all can do it, that's fantastic. If only one group can do it, that's fine too. But the group that is able to complete it without being caught and able to return first does get a promotion." So.
Caught?
Is that what Ellie says underneath her breath? Just caught.
Charlie leaves.
Oh.
What?
While the captain's talking?
Yep, Charlie's just going to leave.
Charlie,
I think Charlie's feeling woozy after being shot.
I think the captain like sort of like leers at Charlie as she's leaving, but like we'll just return to the three of y'all instead. And
I suspect this is not unusual for Charlie.
Yeah. I think because the captain knows you from the helm.
This is not new behavior from Charlie.
Nope. And just like does like a quick like deep like a quick inhale like okay like just like well she's like we need y'all to go to Orella 6, which is a planet that's where the ATA has a base, and sneak into the base and disrupt, sabotage, or disband the base so we can do it. I know you have the people, and she looks between the both of y'all. Both groups and the resources to do so. As I said before, this is a dangerous mission, so please be careful. And whoever returns back to us first gets the promotion. And y'all are not going to be on post-student salaries anymore.
Y'all get paid?
Yeah, you don't. Ellie, you don't get paid.
I think like cafeteria credits, but.
Oh, what? No, we have a salary. And benefits. I mean, the benefits aren't very good, but
Duncan, you told me that.
Yeah, you've been getting. I don't know what could have happened there, Ellie. I'll be sure and look into it.
If you have any other questions, please reach out to the brig. Please stock up, and we hope that you're in the ships at least by tomorrow. That is all. You're dismissed. And she turns around and walks back to where the pilots are to go consult with them. Yeah. But your whatever communication device you'll have, y'all are sending the information, like, of, like, the mission and, like, the planet and et cetera. And everybody's watches ping at once or whatever the device is. Do we ever decide what the device is? Is it a watch? Is it, like, an earpiece? Is it, like, a Super Saiyan eyepiece? I forgot. Like,
it kind of I know we said, like, it kind of depends on what we're wearing. But, like, we all have different comm device, so I think it's dealer's choice.
I think the whole other group has, like, fancy watches.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
We have a mishmash.
Yeah.
Right.
Because we're not wearing the same outfit, so ours wouldn't be uniform.
Right.
Like, I have an eyepiece thing because I have, like, stuff integrated into my uniform, my outfit.
Yeah. And so once they're dismissed, everybody pings in some sort of fashion. All the four of them just look at their wrist and then look up. Look at y'all. Give you, like, that's.
I'm sorry. I was gonna say, as they look at their wrists, I'm going to lean over to Talia and say, not really too quietly, but, you know, softly. It doesn't help if your hand gets blown off.
Oh, that's true. I hope their hands don't get blown off.
That would be awful.
And I think they look up and sort of, like, give you a glare and, like, a smirk, and then they just leave.
we're going to win.
Ellie chimes in the back. Not really confident, but confident enough for her.
Good job, Ellie. Good job.
Got him.
Okay. So now we get to prep for the mission.
Yeah. And Diana, where did Charlie go?
Charlie went to the med bay.
Okay.
That is very fair.
But I think they went to, like, there's more than one. There has to be on, like, this giant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, they went to the one that's, like, definitely farther away because they've got a friend there.
They went to the one that they know.
Yeah, they went to the one where their bud works at because they don't want to deal with other humans.
That's fair.
Where everybody knows their name.
Oh. Yeah, they want to be worked on. They don't want to be plugged into all the machine. They want to go to the in the down the tank.
Yeah.
they're gonna have some work they're gonna have to do here.
A surgery is performed by one or more medical specialists in a dedicated workspace and usually hired/contracted through an acquisition. Surgery is the only way to repair a critical injury. Critical injuries are permanent and often involve loss of limb, organ damage, or severe disfigurement. A few days of extensive surgery will repair that damage, but the scar the process leaves behind will depend on the quality of the facility.
Okay.
So how do surgeries look on the ship? Because we're space and we're sci-fi and we're all that good stuff.
Like, really high tech. Like, it's very robotic. So it's almost like there's a scanning arm that kind of, like, just goes over you. And then it's just, like, all these little fancy lasers can, like, do what they need to do. And there are doctors there to, like, observing and, like, making sure it's doing everything. And if something were to go wrong, they can jump in and do everything manually. Sure. But, like, ultimately, like, especially with, like, this isn't that. They're not having to save my life. They're patching me up. This is quote unquote routine. So, like, they just got to, like, fix all the stuff and make sure it's going to heal properly.
Yeah. And it being, like, a laser surgery.
Yeah.
It's mainly just, like, pulling your skin back together or any tissues or anything back together. So, like, it has tiny little pinchers. Sorry. Yeah. Trigger warning for gross medical stuff. Do we have a thing about gross medical stuff?
Glues.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I gotta look at.
We're not dealing with eyeball.
Okay.
Eyeball, okay, so stuffs.
There is gore. Gore is veiled. So like it will basically be like basically all we see is like little pinchers come in, and that's where the screen cuts. And then we see Charlie sitting up like afterwards, like the screen cuts, and we see Charlie sitting up afterwards with a bandage around her shoulder, and like, you know, like the shirt is like covering, but like doing the Mulan thing where it's like just like. Just this injured shoulder, and then everything else is covered. I don't know. Like, I don't know exactly how to explain it.
I like the Mulan thing.
The shoulder area is all bandaged up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Mulan thing makes sense. I get what you're talking about. Yeah.
Thank you, because that's where my brain went. And yeah, so with scars, if we want to read scars real quick. Scars, serious injuries leave their mark on a character. When a severe or critical injury is healed, the character writes a description of an appropriate scar on the character sheet. Most characters will accumulate an impressive collection of scars, testaments, and trophies of the dangers they faced. In game terms, scars rarely affect a character's ability to act. Even the obvious prosthetics from Class Zero critical surgery functions just as a real limb or organ. Okay. And severe scars. Scars left by severe injury, especially firearms, particularly brutal melee weapons, tend to be small but fairly obvious. Mm-hmm. When recording a scar, write the shape and location of the scar's body. For example, 3 bullet wounds across torso, knife scar, left eye. Many cultures view this as a badge of honor, signs of strength. That said, the aesthetic surgical procedures available through acquisition is most civilized sectors can erase this kind of scar. So yeah, it will leave us like a scar behind, like on your shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it like circular? Is it like more like a oblong?
I think I've got, it's actually a little bit of both. I think it's like a zero with a slash through it.
Ooh, nice.
That's cool. Love that.
And I'm going to say it's about, it's like a
quarter.
If you make an O with your hand, that's the size of it. Yeah.
So like an inch and a half.
Inch or two, depending on the size of your hand. I'm going to say for her, it's about an inch and a half, 2 inches. That's how big the O is.
Oh, wow. And did we say this one all the way through? So it's like front and back where you have the scars or? Okay. Yeah, you got like a scar on the other side too. But yeah, within an hour, you're up and ready and you're feeling good. And that's what you're doing to, and then you can go off to do prep, whatever afterwards. But we're going to cut to who wants to do the next sort of like prepping and like getting ready for this trip.
I will say that Duncan did at one point send her boys to clean Ellie's ship as like a sign of friendship.
Oh.
There's a small cutscene of the three boys all shirtless with sudsing up the ship.
There's like a
and like hosing it down. There's like a, just like those like
a slight crowd
slow mo,
like other people who are supposed to be doing other things like have stopped. It's very distracting.
All four of us are like around a crate planning, but then we kind of just pause for a second, just drinking it.
That's one of the scenes that comes in. It's just like a shot of like the water glistening and off the neon, not the neon lights, the halogen lights from the ship, and like the suds coming down the ship, and then like they're getting into like a sponge fight.
Yeah,
you know the usual stuff that you have.
But because Duncan is very loyal to people she considers friends, and so. She wants to make things right. She didn't do anything to try to upset Ellie, but she also wanted to get away with it. So that's what I got.
Yeah. Sure.
I like it.
Fair.
All right.
Respect.
Yeah. So are y'all, so we said y'all are planning together. Is that right? Or is this just.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. What are y'all planning together? Like while you're. We can montage like our certain things that we're doing. Like this is a scene where like y'all are getting together, like kind of making a plan, quote unquote. And then we'll have quick montage scenes of like y'all doing whatever you need to do. And of course the boys washing the ship in the meantime.
We just keep cutting over. Like, boys washing the ship.
So,
go ahead, Dana.
We know it's a competition, so we have to smoke them.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so just so we're clear on that objective.
We have to beat them, not like kill them, smoke them, beat them.
All sphere in love and war, and this is war.
True. But Ellie will try not to, like, harm anyone, right? That's the goal.
I mean, they can get hurt. That's fine. But...
Charlie, if you will help me, it'd be nice to know the game plan of those people. And then I can work some magic.
No problem. Let me send Hal over there. Hal!
Yeah?
Go snoop on Rosie.
All right.
Play nice, though. Don't let her find out what you're up to.
Seduce her if you have to,
Hal. I mean, she's a nosy bitch. Oh, no. What is seducing? Hold on. I'll Google it. Okay. Wait, not Googling. That's a old term. One second.
I mean, Rosie's old as heck, so she would understand that reference.
Okay, cool. That's what kids still say, right? Cool.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
And then you hear the bloop as, like, Hal wanders off. The beep boops.
Charlie is going to tell them some information about this robot.
Uh-huh.
Thing.
Yeah.
So apparently there's this, like, super advanced tech that we uncovered on that ship we ran into.
Mm-hmm.
I say we take it and use it for this mission so we win.
Did the officers not confiscate that when we came back?
Well, they might know what it is, but it's super deep in there. Like, I had to hack.
Charlie, how reliably do you think you can control this murder bot?
Is Hal a murder bot?
Hal is not a murder bot.
That we found on the other ship.
Oh, Beep Boop.
Yeah.
The Beep Boop. Yeah, well, Beep Boop, which, yeah, that's what we should call it, the Beep Boop, because then nobody will know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Beep Boop, it's missing some tech, so it's not operational. So right now, it's just a hunk of junk.
Oh, I can work on it then.
Okay, well, we're going to have to get some stuff for it. We'll have to find out what stuff we need. But I bet you I can just label the crate as some cargo that we need for our mission so it comes with us on the ship, and then we'll be good.
Yeah. Ellie like starts saying, like, oh yeah, no, I'll requisition some plans for the drop point, and like sort of like puts in a request form for like in like whatever details we have on Orla 5 or 6, Orla 6. Ellie submits a request for Orla 5 and then gets the wrong thing, and then submits another one for Orla 6, and wants to know, like, what are the weak points that, like, that would be sabotageable, because, like, Ellie doesn't want to go in and sabotage the air conditioning.
No, I really think Duncan's skill set is going to be finding out what the other people are doing and trying to sabotage them.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least make plans to sabotage them in the future or slow them down now. So that's kind of what she's got going on.
I love that. All right. Well, if that's the case, this is where I think y'all break and then go do your own things.
Mm-hmm.
However that looks, y'all just get up from the table and leave. And avoid a sponge being thrown by one of the boys.
We clap and we say break.
No, I think Ellie claps to say break, and Talia puts her hand in the middle for one of those, like, go team, but then nothing happens for either.
This is mismatch.
I can roll repair.
Yeah, so basically you're the cutscene's to a, like, you're on the back of Ellie's and Ellie's cargo with the box now, with the robot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to be here too because I also want to work on it.
Okay,
cool.
Are you assisting or can you assist in this game?
I don't know, but I could use patch up to also work on it.
Patch up is
when you repair harm
machinery.
Yep. Or machinery.
Yep. I was like, yep.
I got a 9 for repair. Yeah.
So, do you want to do an assist, Diana, or did you want to just do your own thing?
Yeah, I'll do an assist.
Roll me plus get involved, which is plus stat, whatever that means.
Okay.
Anything else that means expertise.
Okay, when an ally has resolved only the appropriate stat. Am I just rolling patch up, or should I use expertise or something else?
You can interface because you're.
Yeah, I want to use interface.
Okay, that's fine.
Ooh, yay! I also got a 9.
So you get so you're able to help upgrade the repair up. However, there is a complication.
Okay.
Or a cost, depending which one would you like to go with, complication or cost.
What do you think, Talia?
Do you want me to lay out what it is and you'll choose?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. cost is it takes a lot longer than you think it would. Mm-hmm. Complication is that we're able to fix it, like get it fixed and like completely fixed and running and all that. However, the code is still undecipherable. And you're still missing that one component.
So it works?
It's working-ish, but to like fully have a function, it's still missing that one piece that was mentioned before. And it, therefore, it's kind of like a moving rock or hunk of metal, like an art sculpture.
Yeah. I say it takes longer than what do you think, Charlie?
Yeah, that sounds good for me.
Okay. So yeah, the captain wanted you all out by the morning, and I think this is like going to be going like late into the night that you're finishing. So you're really hitting the wire of like when you're supposed to leave.
Yeah, we can rush in late. That doesn't feel out of character. That seems right.
Yeah, so that's what y'all do for the most of the night. And Diana, Hal gets back to you.
Okay.
I'm back.
What'd you get?
So they're going to sneak on this planet. And go through the air vents. Hold on. I'm buffering.
I'm buffering.
Oh my god.
So I swear I'm gonna upgrade you. I'm gonna frag.
Look! Rosie kept me a while too. We got busy talking about stuff.
Oh, what kind of stuff?
Oh, you know, just how life is nowadays with, you know.
No.
Please, Al, tell us. How is life these days for an AI?
Like how technology is just growing and just kind of like leaving us behind. You know, this like, what are they going to do if they do upgrade us? Or like, will we be ourselves? Or like, you know, that's deep stuff.
Gross. So they're going through the air vents?
Yes.
Air vents of what?
The base.
All right, what else are they doing?
And you see, there's a long pause from Hal being like, they're looking like they're getting in to sabotage the system from the inside.
Ask him which system.
Yeah.
Ask him to ask her to.
And also, do they like go on a dinner date and pretend to eat? Ellie and Talia just pop up during this conversation.
So invested.
did he get her flowers?
What else is happening? Is Steve using Rosie in any unusual ways?
We didn't talk about Steve. Should I ask about Steve?
No, never on a first.
Okay, I'm gonna go take a nap now. Bye.
Oh, he's tired from all the romance.
All right, I'm defragging him as soon as possible. I hate them. Gah!
It sounds like maybe him and Rosie have something going, Charlie.
Ew!
It's romantic!
Oh,
it can be both. It's like when old people are in love.
Ew, Ellie!
Exactly. See, both.
No. No. I know.
What is everybody else doing?
I think I want to go after, because I haven't heard back from Hal yet. So, sorry, Diana, what's your NPC counterpart's name?
Steve.
Steve, okay. I'm going to go after Steve, because Steve has wronged my friend.
What are you doing to Steve? What is your intent with Steve?
I'm gonna sabotage Steve by tampering with the mainframe of their ship.
Okay.
If that works. If that's kind of the idea that we're getting.
Do you know how to, so are you tampering like technologically, or are you like just...
No, I'm just sabotaging. Wait. I have a stun gun, and so that's an option. I can do stuff.
I love that.
I can do stuff with that. doesn't yes. have to be super yeah. covert.
So you're basically just gonna go in and shock the system and just walk out?
Yeah. All right. My stun gun is a class 2 destructive and stun, so I can just go shock the damn thing.
I wonder if there's like a is there a skill to do that, or is it just a thing that you do?
Sabotage is roll plus stat. Yeah. And I just coincidentally do this while the boys are, you know, doing things near the ship.
So distracting.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Doing their job.
Yeah. I would say maybe expertise. Oh, no. We'll go with whatever you feel is better.
Okay.
Oh, your XP is -1. Let's not go.
Thank you. I was like, please, no.
Let's go with metal then.
Okay, we'll go with metal.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go, yo. Fuck me, goddamn. I got a 6.
I think you try to shoot the mainframe, but do you really even know what a mainframe is? How much have you spent time with Charlie, like, doing the interface stuff?
I mean, Charlie does the blah blah blah, but you know, that's about
so I think you're like, I think this is what it is, and you go to shoot it.
Yep.
And I think you just shoot a piece of the metal that you're standing on.
Oh, that's not good.
So I think you're gonna take a I think you're just gonna be a little crispy.
Okay.
But overall you're fine.
Oh, good.
Let's see. I'm trying to think. It's just gonna be a minor injury of shocked.
Okay.
But it is loud.
Ah.
And your distraction of the boys doesn't really help out too much.
Shocking.
Right?
Yep. who is the closest? Is there some random passerby?
Oh yeah, there's people up in the hangars.
Okay.
So are you just gonna like run out and like blame somebody else?
Yeah, because I have scapegoat.
I love that.
So I'm looking for a worthy person.
There is just one of the mechanics, like one of the maintenance crew that's there. Mm-hmm. If you wanna.
Oh, actually, you know what? Better. I've got something better. Are anyone from the other crew there? Or are they off doing something else?
I would say that there's one from the other crew there. Oh, who is it? It's their pilot.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine. They're basically doing like what they're doing right now is like making sure like everything's up to spec. Like, okay, I have all these supplies here and like, you know, the ship is looks in it's in decent order, etc. Like,
yeah. I'm going to go fuck. That damn Steve told me that I could come up here and just examine his system and he rigged it to hurt me. And I will roll expertise on that. Okay. I'm just going to escape with him. He doesn't have to be here. Yes. Okay, so that's a minus one. So 10.
Okay, ooh, wow. God. That's good. The target you're tampering is doomed to fail just as you planned. So I think... so Steve's not here, but you're still blaming Steve. Yes. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Giuseppe sort of like looks around. And then starts coming in and starts seeing like just the sparking happen, I guess, of the ship. Like it's not like lethal anymore, but it's still electrically charged. And then all you hear as like you're leaving Sam mm-hmm. is just as Duncan's leaving, it's like, God damn it, Steve. And our last scene that we're going to do is Ellie. What are you doing for this?
Ellie is doing some research on Orla 6. I'm going to do an assessment.
Yeah.
Nice. Since it's with research, that sounds like plus expertise.
Yes.
Right.
Go, yeah. Ellie, go.
Okay. That's a 9.
Excellent.
Nice.
On a 9, you gain potentially useful information. So, did you say you have a research one, or is it just...
yeah? Ellie was requesting information on this target, like what's the susceptible systems that would be good to sabotage.
Yeah. So, are you okay? So, just in general, we can start big and go smaller. Orla 6 is a planet that's. That's a jump and a couple days away. And you see like a good old map of your 3D map of the planet itself. It is, one second, here we go. It is apart from a few lakes and rivers, Orla 6 is dry. The land is a maze of steep valleys. And there's a scattering of red fungi. So we'll see the camera zoom in and like show like simulations of like going through these canyons and like valleys and stuff and like, just like these like vines of red fungi, like just crawling the walls. Gravity is normal. Air is breathable for a few seconds before it gets too much. The oxygen is very light here. And temperatures are dry and hot, much like a desert. And and you're trying to get more specifics about the base, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The base itself is a big, almost like a fortress in a way, a big... metally, silverly, sci-fi fortress.
Nice.
Set into a delta, so rivers on both sides. And it does look like they tried to, like, use that water to, like, help with their own circulation and air and stuff like that. And it's comparable in size as the ship that you're currently on. So it's a big base. And it's older. As you can see, there's, like, some red fungi sort of, like, climbing. Crawling its way up along the sides and all that. As you look into specifics, some things you'll know is that they use the local water to help filter as fresh water. They take some of the oxygen to like dilute it and actually help with air processing because science, you know, because H2O, yeah, that stuff. Anyhow. Science words.
Science things.
You're given some schematics of each of the levels. There's about 5 levels to this thing with different areas. And yeah, you're able to see various access points to get in. And some that are the most unguarded ones is through the water itself. Any other questions that Ellie has?
Is this red fungus, is it toxic to humans?
Good question.
I think you try to look at the red fungus and you see that it can be when uncooked. That is it. We're going to end this scene where y'all all are starting to get back on the ship. So.
Okay.
Just because it is.
What? Can we end it where the other crew is already on the ship? Because I'm sure they were there with their early with their uniforms freshly pressed.
Oh, yeah.
And we all walk on the ship in slow motion, but then Talia trips.
Yes.
And I'm also going to say that Talia and Charlie look kind of frazzled because they were up all night working on the robot.
Yes.
Yes.
And like as we're like doing that slow-mo thing, like you trip and like I'm just taking like a big gulp of like whatever. Like I'm just like whatever.
Space Gatorade.
Space Gatorade.
Space Gatorade, yes. It's definitely blue.
Kenny.
Hey, Amber.
I have a question for you.
All right, shoot.
If you could pick any one Magic the Gathering card to eat, which card would that be?
Acorn Catapult, because I want those squirrel nuts.
Good answer. I'm surprised at how fast you did that. I don't know, is that a real card?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I didn't know. Cool, I learned something.
There's all kinds of stuff that you can learn on Red Mage, Blue Mage, a Magic the Gathering talk show on the Geekspective Network.
If you're like me, an idiot who doesn't understand things, you can also learn from Kenny, who's great. We talk about magic lore, how to actually play the game, what does a mana curve look like, and other cool stuff.
All that and more. You can find us on Spotify, iTunes, and pretty much any major platform. And we're on Twitter, @RedBlueMTG.
Check us out!